This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to The Stand with Eamon Dunphy. Now, we live in turbulent times around the world and indeed here in Ireland. It's a little over a week now since Geoffrey Donaldson resigned from the DUP. It's a momentous decision. He was the leader, I think you could say, of unionism, and he is now resigned from the party. And when he might have been deputy to Michelle O'Neill in a joint arrangement as First Minister of the Assembly, Emma Little Pengelly has taken that post. And Geoffrey Donaldson intends to keep his seat in the House of Commons, but he leaves a big hole in unionism. And it's a pleasure to welcome to the stand one of our most illustrious politicians, Bertie Ahern. He kept 3 coalition governments together, and his place in history is assured as one of the architects, along with Bill Clinton and Tony Blair, of the Good Friday Agreement, which is just 25 years ago. Bertie, thank you very much for joining us. I want to ask you about your take on Geoffrey Donaldson's departure from the Assembly and how difficult this will make life for the new Assembly, which is only just up and running a few weeks.
Yeah, how are you, Eamon? It was a big shock, Eamon. Nobody saw this one coming. It was obviously kept tight within the police and those that were making the allegations against Geoffrey. There was no wind of it anywhere. So I know Geoffrey and I've dealt with Geoffrey for years, and never did we hear anything about any of these issues. But anyway, it'll all be in court, I think, on the 24th of this month. So we'll all be a bit wiser after that. You correctly said he effectively leader of unionism from the largest party, from the DUP. He played a major role over the last quarter of last year in helping to bring back the institutions of the Good Friday Agreement. And he probably made one of his best speeches in Westminster just at the start of the year. So the fact that his departure is certainly, I think, shocked the whole system. Though since then, and I've been talking to most of the people involved, there's a determination on the part of the DUP, his old party now, to keep things together, to keep things going, and Sinn Féin. And there's no doubt about it that Emma Little Pengelly and Michelle O'Neill have struck up, for now anyway, a very solid relationship. They have a lot of difficult task to face, but right across Northern Ireland, I think there is a determination to see this thing work, and there is a determination, I think, by the parties to not allow this to collapse again. As we know, every time it collapses, it takes years to get it put up together. So hopefully I see it working. They have major challenges, but the public in the north, I think, are tired of the stop-go. They want to see the executive work. They want to see the assembly work. They want to see cross-border institutions work. We've just had the first meeting of that in person, and then we've had the East-West relationship. So I think, you know, as as we roll through this difficult year, because the problem with this year is there's so many elections. There's local elections in the north, there's Westminster elections, there's local and European elections here, but there'll be a general election within the next 9 or 10 months, if not shorter. So it's going to be a trying year.
Yes. Now, Jim Allister of the Traditional Unionist Voice, that's his party, he is a big threat to the DUP, isn't he, from their right, as it were. He doesn't want any truck with the Good Friday Agreement or the reconciliation of the two parts of this island. How big a threat is he now in the absence of Geoffrey Donaldson, who was a big figure and a dominant figure and someone who commanded the respect of the unionist community overall?
Yeah, I think Jim Allister probably had his best chance of making an electoral breakthrough in the last elections.
Right.
He had candidates in, I think, nearly every constituency, if not all of them, and he failed to get anyone elected other than himself.
Yes.
That was a big hit for him. Now, Geoffrey Donaldson had taken him on, and some of the key figures in the DUP had taken him on head on. So no doubt he will be glad to see the back end of, for now anyway, of Geoffrey Donaldson. Whether he can revive himself in the local elections, or maybe be even a candidate in Geoffrey's old area in the Westminster election. So that will be so he's not gone, and I think he'd be trying in the local and in the Westminster election to make a mark. Hopefully, I'm on the other side of the argument here. Hopefully, if the executive is shown stability and if it's shown progress, if it's dealing with the public sector disputes that
yes.
we had all winter up there, I think they'd be able to show, considerable progress. Northern Ireland, thankfully, is very peaceful. Investment is going well. Joe Kennedy, who is the president's economic envoy, is working extremely hard. So, all going well, Eamon. I think, well, it's going to be a difficult year and a testing year, but hopefully it'll be successful.
One other question about the people in the DUP who were against going back to the Assembly, who were opponents of Geoffrey Donaldson's and who were long-time members of Parliament for the DUP. There are a few of them.
Yeah, there's a good few of them. And for the last few years, I think it's fair and true to say that it was the Westminster members were not supportive of getting the institutions back up and running again. The MLAs, the local members of the Assembly, were very anxious to get back.
Right.
I think 3/4 of them wanted to get back. And the Westminster guys didn't. Now, I think if you were to look at it from a political point of view, I think they'd be wise to leave that aside, because I think the people in Northern Ireland who will
right.
be voting for the Westminster election will want to see progress in Northern Ireland. They won't be waiting to see what the car crash is across the water. And I think there will be a car crash. I think Starmer is going to win by definitely a country mile. Now, whether people love him or not, I think it's the fact that they don't like the others. So
yes.
I think it'll be a huge victory for him. So if you're running as an MP in the North, I think there's no point in rocking the boat, because who you're rocking for, you'll be rocking it against yourself.
Yes.
So I'd imagine that they'll stay, if not hugely supportive of the Good Friday Agreement, the institutions, there's nothing in it for them to be rocking the boat.
Now, there was a really interesting development in the last few days when the cost of United Ireland was estimated to be 20 billion. Now, this was people associated with the ESRI, whose bona fides as economists couldn't be questioned, or maybe should be questioned. All economists should be questioned, people would argue. But this figure of 20 billion is intimidating, isn't it? 20 billion a year. I know that you believe, of course you do, in the United Ireland, and you think unity is possible in the foreseeable future. What about that in terms of realistically being able to meet that bill, or do you agree with the number?
Well, I don't really.
As a former Minister for Finance.
Well, I think, you know, you can say 20 billion or 15 billion or 25 billion. I think when you get into that game, it becomes a little horror show.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't take away a second from the credibility of the, those who were doing it, but it's based on certain criteria. And it's like you, if you were going to do up your house, you said, well, we're going to do the whole house in one go.
Yeah.
Or we're only going to do the roof, or we're only going to do the wiring. So based on what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and how it's phased, the prices are different.
Right.
So I think it's the same thing with this. Now, there are a number of studies coming up in the next year or two. So we're going to get a whole lot of figures. Now, from my point of view, what I would rather see is that it's the substance of this. I'd rather see that we do the preparatory work. It's no point in having a border poll or a unity poll or whatever you want to call it, unless we have the groundwork done. And the groundwork cost is one factor.
Yes.
But it's how the kind of questions, how are we going to amalgamate the court systems?
Yes.
How are we going to get QCs and SCs? How are we going to get the Garda Síochána to integrate with PSNI? How are we going to get the NHS Health Service to integrate with the HSE? I mean, these are the issues that people would want to know. And I think the last one is what the costs are, because if we can't do the other things, what's the point in ever? Like, you could have all the money of Qatar, and if you haven't got the groundwork done, it won't work. So I think we're a long way off, quite frankly. I know there are a number of university studies. I know ESRI are doing studies, but we're a long way off doing the preparatory work before we can have a reasonable debate about whether we can have a united Ireland. And I hope it happens someday, Eamon, but it's not going to happen in the short term.
No, and when you think about the list of things you outlined there, including merging a police force, the PSNI with Garda Síochána, and other things that have to be done, it is very much a long-term project. But the main thing, I suppose, from your perspective, is the peace that you and Clinton, Tony Blair, and indeed the leaders of Sinn Féin, and the leader of unionism at the time, David Trimble. This is an incredible achievement, and it's worked so far, and there's no going back, isn't that?
No, Eamon. I think there's no going back. I mean, what we want to see is a peaceful Ireland, north and south. If we don't have a peaceful Ireland, it's no use to talk about any of these things. So, whenever we have a vote, whenever we have the debate on it, it has to be a debate where there's substance in that debate, where people can genuinely answer the questions, where it's not about emotion or sentiment, where it's about the facts of how this country can evolve and develop over the next 50 years. A few of us won't be around to see it, but it's no good handling a pass over to people and saying, this is what we think is a lovely emotive issue to do. That's not going to work unless the practical work is done. But in the meantime, the Good Friday Agreement allows North-South institutions to work and to develop and to build up relationships and friendships.
Yes.
I mean, I long for the day where we can do that. I'd love to see an All-Ireland soccer team as well, but it'd help us all. But they're like we have in every other sport, but there are a lot of things to do and a lot of, difficult things to do. And it's not going to happen overnight. And we shouldn't let on, nobody should let on that that's feasible or realistic.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now, as we speak, it's Tuesday morning, and later today we will have a new Taoiseach. Simon Harris will take over from Leo Varadkar because he's in a three-party coalition with the Greens and Fianna Fáil, and it is Fine Gael who have that office. He's 37, he's our youngest ever Taoiseach, and you held together three coalitions. He's taking on a massive task, is he not?
Yeah, it's a tough job with a short period of time. I mean, I never believed that Leo Varadkar would stay long-term in politics because he had more or less said that several times. But I didn't think he'd go before the election either, and I don't think anybody else did as well. And it takes out a lot from Fine Gael. I mean, their leader is gone. Their deputy leader is now goes to the backbenches as well, Simon, who you know, was somebody who was close enough to Leo the last time in terms of of winning that vote 7 years ago. So those two big names are out off the cabinet table. So effectively, Simon comes in. He's six cabinet ministers. Two are changed. It's a third of his cabinet. He'll have in at least three, I think, new ministers of state. And he's a very short period. I mean, as you know, I've been watching these things down the years. I mean, you're now we'll be soon into summer, into
very
May.
Much so, yes.
And hopefully we have a summer, but anyway, let's hope. So we'll be into summer. Things go a bit quiet. You come out of summer now and the budgets are early. And the budget's usually September, early October now. And the year will be gone. And, you know, while they're all saying the election could run to after Paddy's Day, I don't think that's realistic. I mean, reality is that Paddy's Day, people, the government have to go around the world, and that's our big opportunity every year. So that always happens, you know, in the first 10 days of March. So, you know, we can't be having an election on here and giving up the opportunity of showcasing around the world. So that doesn't, I don't get that stuff that people are talking about March. But anyway, so it's the end of February, and effectively the election starts immediately after Christmas. I mean, that's what's going to happen, no matter what anybody says. So he's a very short, tight period to try and do things. And if I was him, I would take a very short list of things and try and do things that are realistic and that he can succeed on. He's a bright guy, and he's articulate, and he thinks fast, and, you know, but it's a testing job. It's not.
He talks fast.
Yeah.
But you're somebody who was in that position longer than anyone except Eamon de Valera, and you kept three coalitions with the PDs, which is Michael McDougall and all those geniuses together. Is it essential that you have a good working relationship, in this case with Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan?
Yeah, it's a definite. I mean, I think the first thing, if they want to get to February, that they have to make sure that the government is stable, and that the agenda that they continue, even if they amend things, there's nothing wrong with amending things and problem for government. That's fair game. But that they keep it together, because otherwise it'll end up a shambles. I don't think that'll happen. I think Eamon Ryan, Micheál Martin, and the new Taoiseach want to do that. So, but they have to keep the show on the road. And
what's the biggest danger in your view, Bertie, because you held it together on three separate occasions? What is the biggest danger when you have a three-party coalition, and yours was a two-party coalition with the Progressive Democrats? If Harris does what, it could cause trouble.
Well, if you go on your own party agenda, like if you move away from the programme for government, if you move away from the state position, like this government, you know, we've had a lot of talk in the last week or two now since Leo's announcement, you know, as almost this is a new government. But in fact, Eamon, this is the fifth year of this government, because the fifth year started the day the Dáil met in 2020, not the day the government was formed. So we're now in the fifth year. And, you know, governments traditionally in this country last a little over 4 years. So you're into the last, you know, 9 months or so. So you have to, if you don't keep on the agenda or an agreed amendment to the agenda, that's where you run into trouble, because straight away, even if the government colleagues are happy, you'll find backbenchers will get unsettling, because more and more now with the local elections, European elections, the elected people are out on the streets. They're getting it in the neck about this, that, and the other. So people get edgy, and it always happens. I mean, you always go through the Dáil for a few years and things are fairly stable, and then when it gets near election time, they always get edgy. That's just the nature of politics.
Yes, and Fine Gael have lost, I think, 10 or 11 or maybe 12 now, have said they're not running again. They had a bad election the last time. It wouldn't be helpful if Simon Harris goes on manoeuvres, would it? Because everyone's on manoeuvres to some extent, but you need stability between the three party leaders.
Yeah, and you know, in politics as in life, experienced people, you know, very experienced people are very important.
Yes.
And when you lose, you know, Leo and Simon and Richard Bruton, who is, I think, chairman of the party, like these are big names who have an enormous amount of knowledge and experience. And, you know, they're not running again. Charlie Flanagan, again, who was a very successful minister.
Yes.
So you've a lot of big names. So the only thing, in fairness to Simon will be probably there for 7 years or so, you know, that's the 7 years plus. So the next election isn't his only contest, I suppose, regardless of what happens. He'd be around for a few years, so I think you can only do what you can do. So if I was him, I would pick less than a handful of major issues. I'd give everything to those and see what progress you can make. If you start trying to do 20 things, you know what'll happen.
You'll get nothing done and you'll have fights.
You get nothing done.
Is there a danger that, you know, he may take on too much, and also that he may not be a team player?
Well, I think he'll have to be. You know, the one thing that this government will get unstuck on if they don't keep this together as the three of them. And it'd be extraordinary if that happens. But you can be sure, Eamon, and as we go through this year, there'll be people on the backbenches, and particularly in all the three parties, watching to see if there's deviation or if people are going on solos.
Yes.
And if they are, that's where the trouble would be. So the one thing, his number one item as Taoiseach, and the Taoiseach takes the driving seat in this, because he chairs the cabinet, he chairs the meeting of the leaders. So it's the Taoiseach's responsibility to keep the glue between the three parties. And that's never easy, and it won't be easy. It's never easy on the last year of an election either, I can tell you. I remember plenty of times having to keep that together.
Yeah. Just a final question, and we're very grateful to you for joining us today, about your other great love other than politics, which is Manchester United.
Yeah, it's been another disaster year.
It's been another difficult year, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, it's almost my grandkids now who are all Man U supporters. We signed them up years ago when they were babies, but they were very happy on Sunday with a draw, but they weren't so happy on Thursday with 4-3. But anyway, it's been another bad year. And the thing that's, you're the expert on this, Amy, but the thing that kills me is that the kind of money that Manchester United have spent on players since Alex went. And the kind of wages that we're paying guys.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's scary. And, you know, I really feel sorry for Everton losing a few points for us.
Yeah.
Like, and when you see some of the big clubs and the money they're spending and the panels they have, and the lack of performance and energy out of some of them. I mean, some of them, I would give them a game up into 15 acres, you know.
it's fascinating. It's still absorbing, isn't it? And it gives you a relief and a break from, you know, politics and all of the things that...
It does. And the European Championship, you know, for the next few weeks, it's great, because there are some brilliant teams in Europe. And listen, as you always said, I mean, it's a wonderful game, and it is a wonderful game. It's a beautiful game.
Okay, we're very grateful to Bertie Ahern, leader of Fianna Fáil, leader of three governments, the second longest serving Taoiseach after Éamon de Valera, and of course the architect, along with Bill Clinton and Tony Blair, of the Good Friday Agreement, which has made everybody's life on this island much more tolerable and livable. We're very grateful to you, Bertie. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, and be safe.
Yes, and to all of you who listened, thank you very much for that. That's all we have time for now. We'll talk to you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.